Okay, you're back in tootin' up.
Wait, what? Are we supposed to introduce ourselves?
Okay. So, choose the correct way to write the underlined part of sentence 10. When you are walking through your house and stub your toe on the table leg, you don't just stand there and say that hurt.
That hurts?
It's because remember you have to put a comma.
A comma for and? Oh, no, when someone says something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, B?
So...
Oh,
the example describes above stubbing your toe in a physical pain that only lasts a few minutes before it dissipates. Is that the word?
Okay. Choose the best way to rewrite this sentence. I suck at these questions.
I think it's A.
I think it's A too.
Okay. I think it's A.
It is one of the realities of life, whether it be physical or emotional.
Choose the correct way to write the underlined part of sentence 34. It is on one of the realities of life, whether it be physical or emotional.
I don't see the difference between A and A.
Because weather is spelled different.
Weather.
Or like the weather.
Oh, no, that's wrong, right?
I don't know.
Isn't that how you spell weather, like the weather outside?
Yeah.
So it's A.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. What? Oh, yeah.
Weather. Wait, are these notes for it, too?
I think so.
Yeah.
Where's physical pain?
Whereas
I think we kind of need to slow down because we still have 7 minutes and we only have the rest of this and that's not going to take that long.
Wow.
Okay, so
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions left.
Yeah.
Linger much longer.
Just how do you write that? Like,
is that spelled right? Whereas or
it needs like a period or a comma, right? Between away and emotional.
Goes away. Go.
Well,
away.
I mean, if it was like, whereas physical pain will eventually. Period.
No, you're supposed to do the underline.
But you're saying that.
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh!
Yeah, it
goes
like
away. Go away.
Yeah, comma, emotional. Yeah, I think it does too. So, C.
C.
I heard
Valerie
across. I could hear you.
Breaking up with a girlfriend or a boyfriend can feel devastating, but those emotions both sell mom or something last for longer than a couple.
I don't think it needs changes.
I don't see the difference between A and
C.
A and it.
Oh, it's Dan and another one is Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
Well, it has to be Dan. Is it Dan or Dan? Dan, I think it's Dan too. So leave as is or no changes.
So the important part. You guys in this discussion, I'm gonna interrupt. I'm sorry.
And you are back in tune with Brian.
Daniel.
Oh, that was the news director. Okay.
So
CBD.
The
best fits the beginning of sentence.
Will.
I
think it's them because Dan. Because if it was then, it, like,
it doesn't make sense.
Will seldom last for longer than. Then no. Dan, I thought Dan is past tense.
Not
then,
that then.
Dan. Then, now, and then. Dan, I like her less than you. So maybe it is then.
Less than you.
Less than. I like, oh yeah, maybe it is then. Yeah, so, why do you guys think it's then?
Common sense.
It just sounds right.
Yeah.
No, no, it sounds weird when you say then.
Can you have common sense first?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wait, is it D or A? Oh.
Now we gotta see.
Wow.
For example.
Choose the word or phrase that best fits at the beginning of the sentence.
I think it's for example because it's telling an example.
A, however, B, surprisingly, C, for example, D, nothing less, or none. Sorry.
He knows many positive effects and negative effects. Choose the best way to rewrite the sentence.
Wait, what?
Because you guys
are doing your own thing. Come back together. Choose the best way to rewrite the sentence. Pain has positive.
I think it's D.
Pain has many positive effects.
Whatever you decide, I just came upon you on.
Yeah, D, I think it's D. Yeah, I think it's D too. Because
it's the same thing, but
except it doesn't say effects, like positive effects and negative effects. Positive.
Doesn't have. Oh wait, what?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it doesn't have the effects word.
Okay.
Wow.
Say sorry.
What'd I do? Sorry.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
Ow.
Pulling his hair.
In my ear. Sorry.
Oh. Come on.
Oh. You have kind of big ears.
Thank you.
Do you guys want to read where the people can wear paint on the outside like a mask, hiding them from the world, but also can hide deep within them, waiting to be freed by some emotional circumstance? Choose the best way to rewrite the sentence. That's a lot to read.
People can wear paint on the outside like a mask, hiding them from the world, but...
You have to read out loud?
Sorry.
I love you.
C doesn't even make sense.
I think.
Couldn't it be like A or D?
Yeah, I don't know which one though. What do you guys think?
It can't be C.
We didn't say C. We said A or D.
I know, I'm like just saying it can't be C.
Well, what'd you get?
I don't know, I'm still reading. I just read the smallest sentence first. The C is a
okay,
no, sentence.
What'd you get?
People can't.
Stop talking.
I don't know. It can't be A because it doesn't say like anybody, like the people wearing a paint.
What?
Oh, it doesn't say.
It can't be A because it doesn't say anybody. Look, because wearing paint like a mask can help them. Who's them?
Who's them?
People can wear masks.
But it says, but people can also hide it deep within them.
I like D better.
What about you?
I like D. What?
Really? Okay.
Wait, what? I'm still reading. People can wear paint on your mask.
Okay, which of these is not a complete sentence?
Wait, it's D, right?
What is D? We all know what
paint is. How late? Which of these is not a complete sentence? What is paint that's complete? We all know what paint feels like. As having a drill sergeant shouting at your face, having muscles.